This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With barely a week to go before a deadline, as soon as June 1st, talks continue Tuesday at the U.S. Capitol as negotiators for President Joe Biden, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy at the Capitol work to avert a potentially chaotic federal default. VOA's Lori London spoke with Robert Reich, former U.S. Secretary of Labor and current professor of public policy at the University of California at Berkeley, about the ripple effect across the globe.
Many other economies are intertwined or interdependent or dependent on the United States economy in one way or another. The United States economy is the largest economy in the world. And so if the currency and debts of the United States are no longer credible, then that ripple will shake the entire global economy.
Well, Russia's most powerful mercenary.
We were fighting the Russian bureaucracy, he said, specifically naming and shaming Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Chief of the General Staff Valery Gerasimov. With an election looming next year, it's unclear how long Putin will tolerate the open war of words. State television ignored the apparent fall of Bakhmut for 20 hours. It took the Kremlin 10 to put out a terse congratulatory statement. And it didn't name Prigozhin. For his part, Prigozhin said he'd hand Bakhmut over to the Russian army by June.
That is Reuters' Angela Johnson. Russian troops and security forces quashed an alleged cross-border raid from Ukraine, what appeared to be one of the most serious cross-border attacks since the war began. Russia's defense ministry claimed to have killed more than 70 attackers in the battle that lasted about 24 hours. Moscow blamed the raid that began Monday on Ukrainian